to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, April 8th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, Eric Holder's emotional response to a GOP rep. Then, the feds plan to euthanize the same tortoises they used to take up arms against the Nevada family in the name of protection. And the cops may be required to carry surveillance equipment in their car, but they don't have to turn it on. All this and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, I think what we promised to do is to provide you and your staff with...
Sir, I've read you what your department promised, and it is inadequate, and I realize that contempt is not a big deal to our attorney general, but it is important that we have proper oversight.
You don't want to go there, okay?
I don't want to go there?
No.
About the contempt? So we've been trying to get to the bottom of Fast and Furious, where people died, where at least a couple hundred Mexicans died, and we can't get the information to get to the bottom of that. So I don't need lectures from you about contempt.
And I don't need lectures from you either.
It is very difficult to deal with asking questions. As a former judge, I'd never have asked questions of someone who's been held in contempt.
That was the attorney general telling Texas Rep. Louie Gohmert that he doesn't need any lectures on contempt. That's right, because he already knows all about being in contempt of Congress. Now, Gohmert was pointing out that not only has the Justice Department failed to turn over documents about the Holy Land Foundation terror funding trial, Holder was also found in contempt in 2012 for failing to turn over documents related to the Fast and Furious gun running scandal. And he reiterated that the Justice Department still hasn't handed over those documents. Now, Holder also said today that he, as Attorney General and President Obama, have a vast amount of discretion when it comes to enforcing the laws. You don't say. But it was kind of a tough day there for Eric Holder, because even Representative Steve King went in on him. He was asking him, have you prosecuted anyone in this administration? Because it looks to me that folks on the other side of the aisle are getting extra scrutiny, and those on your side of the aisle are getting no scrutiny. Now, King cited investigations into conservative filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, Governor Chris Christie, etc., to which Holder replied, I'll put my record up against any other attorney general, any other Justice Department, and any hint we have engaged in anything that's partisan or inappropriate in nature, I totally 1,000% reject it, he said. Let's see. Apparently, Holder has forgotten about his involvement in the AP wiretapping scandal. Or let's take it all the way back to Oklahoma City, where at the time in 2008, he was just Obama's attorney general nominee. Well, leaked memos revealed that he was involved with the cover-up of the death of Kenneth Michael Trentadue, who was tortured to death by FBI agents after they confused him with one of Timothy McVeigh's accomplices in the Oklahoma City bombing.
You don't want to go there, okay?
Oh, we're going to go there, because that's what we do here at InfoWars. Now, somebody who might need a little lecture on contempt, Lois Lerner, and the House Oversight Committee plans to do the schooling. Now, they plan on voting on a resolution on Thursday to hold the former IRS official in contempt of Congress for refusing to testify before the panel. Lerner has twice invoked her Fifth Amendment right when asked to testify about the agency's targeting of certain nonprofit advocacy groups for extra scrutiny based on their names and policy positions. So just what is this contempt of Congress? Well, any action that directly obstructs Congress's ability to exercise its constitutional powers can arguably count as contempt, such as the case with Eric Holder, who failed to turn over documents. But listen to Congress's options for noncompliant officials. One, Congress can seek a civil judgment from a federal court declaring that the individual is obligated to comply with its subpoena. But due to the time it takes to finalize such a ruling, the current legislative session could expire, or the contempt debate could fizzle out before it moves through both the House and the court system. So option one is a bust. Now, two, Congress could detain and imprison individuals who do not comply with subpoenas. But this, of course, has not been done in a very long time. The third option, Congress can seek criminal prosecution against the noncompliant individual. But the Congressional Research Service says that is likely to fail because the Justice Department generally declines to prosecute those cases. So this is exactly why Holder isn't concerned about being in contempt of Congress, because he's not going to do an internal investigation and find himself in contempt. This is ridiculous. That's why he's saying he's got a vast amount of discretion when it comes to enforcing the laws. And Lois Lerner, you know, they say the Constitution is outdated and needs to be revised, but it seems to be working out splendidly for her. Basically, it looks like it's time for Congress to take the only viable option, grow a pair, and imprison these criminals. Now, meanwhile, while these crooks are just getting away with breaking the laws that are meant to control us and imprison us, the taxpayer, we are continuing to pay the price for keeping them in office. Tax Freedom Day falls 3 days later this year to April 21st. This is the day when the nation collectively has made enough money to pay its total tax burden for the year. It's 3 days later due to a slow economic recovery, but this Tax Freedom Day isn't even taking into account federal borrowing, which would actually push the date back until May 6th, and it would be even further back for high tax states. So basically what they're saying is that for a quarter of the year, it is literally slave labor. And the government just wants more. They want more. They want to be bigger. And that's what we're seeing in this ongoing battle in Nevada. It's between the cattle rancher Cliven Bundy and the Bureau of Land Management. Well, now hundreds of protesters have showed up at the ranch. They've staged a rally against federal authorities there. And Carol Bundy, Bundy's wife, says, "We've had enough. We're going to take our land back. We're done." And she added that this is to show that we are not standing alone. People are getting tired of the federal government having unlimited power. Now, just to recap, the land dispute is over Bundy's longstanding refusal to acknowledge a 1993 modification to grazing rights on land that Bundy says has been in his family since 1870, well before the BLM ever existed. The Bundy family says the spat represents a showdown between big government and American farmers. Now, the feds say this move is more about enforcing the law and protecting the endangered desert tortoise. But did they forget that just last year it was announced that this is the same desert tortoise that is going to be euthanized by wildlife officials because they say they no longer have the federal funds to protect this threatened species? So they're planning to kill off half of the 1,400 tortoises they have there. But for whatever reason, this is causing the Bundys to not have grazing rights on their land. So this is not about protecting the desert tortoise. This is about Agenda 21. This is about government overstepping its authority, getting too big. Hopefully this particular story will give rise to something bigger in this country. People will actually begin to see that this is a government that is out of control. It's getting too large, out of control, and it doesn't stop there. We got our local law enforcement, cops, getting out of control. And just like Lois Lerner and Eric Holder, who, you know, they don't feel like the laws are meant for them, they're only meant for us, the slaves, the cops have that same attitude. It trickles down into these other places that they have sort of a modicum of authority over the masses. Here, cops are all for mass surveillance when it's for the people, but when the cameras are turned on them, they hate that. An inspection of the LAPD found that officers had tampered with the in-car recording equipment in about half of their patrol cars in an effort to avoid being monitored while on duty. So it was about half of the estimated 80 cars in one South LA patrol division. They were missing antennas. Now, these help capture what officers say in the field. And the antennas in at least 10 more cars in nearby divisions had also been removed. The LAPD chief and other top officials had learned of this problem last summer, but they chose not to investigate which officers were responsible. Rather, they issued warnings against continued meddling and put checks in place to, you know, check antennas at the start and end of each shift. Now, most of the antennas were removed from cars in the Southeast Division, which is where relations between police and minority communities have historically been marred by mistrust, claims of officer abuse, and the in-car video cameras are used as a powerful deterrent to police misconduct, and it's also a tool for defending officers against any false accusations. So why would they want to remove the antennas from their cars if these are things put in place to protect them, to protect the public? Clearly, they're not up to any good, but rather than prosecuting them or getting to the bottom of why they would remove these antennas, they just do a little internal investigating and come up with nothing. So here again, this is exactly why we need to stop allowing them to do these internal investigations. They're never going to come up with anything. It's time for us to start being courageous and being active in this world we live in. Now, coming up, Eric Holder has even more plans for gun owners. Here he says it's some common sense gun reform. And Darren McBreen takes to the streets to find out if people are ready to be tracked like cattle. That's coming right up.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Blockit Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own Detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high-quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Well, Attorney General Eric Holder says he wants to explore common sense gun reform, like mandating that gun owners wear bracelets in order to activate their firearms. So just like they're going to be using these smart meters to monitor your homes, or they've already planned on giving passengers smart bracelets in order to fly that they can turn on and shut down any Al-Qaeda terrorists, now they're recommending that you wear these smart bracelets in order to activate your firearm. Isn't it ironic how we were sold this story that the terrorists hate us for our freedoms? But the only terrorists I see that are actually coming after our freedoms are the criminal elements within our own government. And now they want to force us to wear smart bracelets to exercise our God-given rights. But the question is, will the people fall for it once again?
Attorney General Eric Holder told a House Appropriations Subcommittee that his agency is looking into gun tracking bracelets to be mandatory for all gun owners. One of the technologies that the Department of Justice is looking at is a recent innovation that allows gun owners to only unlock a safe with a fingerprint scan and an RFID-equipped bracelet. Others have even suggested that making GPS tracking and RFID chips mandatory for all registered firearms.
Recently, Attorney General Eric Holder suggested that there be some kind of mandatory bracelet that gun owners wear, that only the registered gun owner would have access to that gun because he was wearing a bracelet. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think that's good. I mean, especially if they're carrying it around, and they have the bracelet on, then I guess people will be a little more comfortable, knowing that this person has gone through the process in order to, get the gun. It's extremely legal and things like that.
That's genius. Whoever came up with that, that's good. I like that.
One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
That sounds like a great idea. It would stop a lot of the violence, obviously, I guess.
I like that idea a lot because I think that it would give people a lot more accountability to say, like, if you want to carry a concealed weapon, you need to be able to own that and have people know that you're carrying it by showing them that you're carrying one.
That's absolutely ridiculous and infringes your rights in ways that, and I mean, who decided that safety was more important than my personal liberty and ability to defend my own safety rather than entrusted in them, where they're all the way in Washington making these policies that directly affect my lives in ways that they can't even know.
If they're law-abiding citizens, you put it like a tracking bracelet on them.
Please. No.
More guns, less guns, what do you think?
Old school ways, that's what's gonna make the streets better.
What's old school?
Back in the 1980s. That's old school.
Like an old-fashioned ass whooping?
Yes, an old-fashioned ass whooping.
All right, I'm with you there.
I believe once we allow the government to start to track these individuals, it is abridging our, you know, implied rights to privacy that we may have in our Constitution. However, I think there should be some sort of registration on every gun owner.
Guns are for recreational purposes, and, you know, more than one person's going to be wanting to use it. So,
now, okay, you said it's a key thing right there. You said it's for recreational purposes. What about, and also for your safety and for, you know, in case somebody breaks into your house, what about against a tyrannical government? It's in the Constitution.
It is in the Constitution, but, you know, that was written 250 years ago.
So you think it's a little outdated?
I'd say it's a little outdated.
Vice President Biden and I had a meeting with a group of technology people and talked about how guns can be made more safe by making them either through fingerprint identification, the gun talks to a bracelet or something that you might wear, how guns can be used only by the person who is lawfully in possession of the weapon.
So do you think Obama appointed the right man for the job as far as Attorney General?
I think so. It sounds like he's doing, that's a good suggestion. He's at least thinking critically about the situation and trying to come up with other ideas to protect people's safety.
Isn't he the Fast and Furious guy?
That's the very same one.
Is he the guy who did the pardon at the end of Bill Clinton's time on that guy that basically bought his own way out of criminality?
So it doesn't really surprise you that it's his brain behind all this?
Not one bit.
That's genius. Whoever came up with that's good. I like that.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Are you concerned about unavoidable air toxins like mold, smog, or chemtrail residue? Well, David Knight sits down with Dr. Group to discuss some warning signs that you should be looking for in your own environment.
Well, Dr. Group, welcome. It's nice to talk to you. You know,
thank you.
We were talking just before the interview about the rapid increase in lung disease, and one of the things you had here about asthma rates doubling, and we were talking about my father. I watched my entire life my father having severe asthma attacks, nearly dying, and then I had a cousin who in middle age did die from an asthma attack because she couldn't get to her inhaler. But you were pointing out that that doesn't really address the root issue. What is the root issue? Why are we seeing so much toxic air?
Well, the root issue is that we live in contaminated houses now. We work in contaminated office buildings. We have the geoengineering situation that's going on, the bioengineering situation that's going on. So really what makes matters worse is our oxygen concentration on the planet is severely being depleted. We've gone from 28% oxygen even 50 years ago down to about 9, even 6% oxygen levels in some places. Mm. A lot of that has to do with since the World War II, when the government started experimenting with geoengineering or weather modification, you know, that has continued, and there's been hundreds and hundreds and thousands of tons of different chemicals that have been sprayed into the sky, including aluminum, barium, strontium. And not, you know, that goes and gets into your air conditioning system in your house. I mean, it sucks the outside air in, and unless someone has an air purification system, you know, all that's gonna be, they're gonna be exposed to that. I mean, it's such a huge problem because we have respiratory issues. Probably 8 out of 10 people have some sort of chronic sinus, cough, respiratory issues. I mean, the lungs and the airways are being bombarded on a daily basis. Whether it's from the mold and mildew in your home, the pet dander in your home, the volatile organic compounds that you're breathing, which could be formaldehyde, any of the chemicals from the paint, the carpeting, the couches in your house, the
sick
flooring.
Buildings. I mean, they try to make it more energy efficient. And so one of the ways they try to do that is to make it really, really tight is one of the strategies that they were doing. So you get these sick buildings where it keeps everything inside, all the toxic gases being released from your furniture, your paints, or whatever, as well as not getting any fresh air inside.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. I mean, people aren't putting plants in their house to suck up the carbon dioxide. They're using toxic chemicals for cleaning products. They use toxic cosmetic ingredients. I mean, houses are literally a slew of toxic gases and chemicals that people are breathing at all times. So, I mean, it's a very serious situation that needs to be addressed on what's causing all of these allergies, all of this asthma, all these respiratory issues, and then how can people address those and what people can do to rectify those on a regular basis. You know, one of the main things that I like to talk about is, you know, you look up in the sky these days and you just see these crisscross lines or these chemtrails everywhere, and it's still a controversial issue. You know, what are they spraying in the skies? It's gotten to the point now where we have 200 species every single day going extinct. Most people don't even know that. The extinction rate of living organisms has gone up 100,000 times since they started geoengineering. It's something that you're not going to see in the media. You know, Alex and InfoWars have been reporting on it for a long time. But it's to the point now where it's getting so severe that it's not only geoengineering. I mean, they're not only spraying aluminum nanoparticles in the air, but they're also spraying toxic biological agents as well as radioactive substances in the air right now, because they can blame that on Fukushima later on. So there's definitely aerial warfare that's going on, and it's damaging the body. And the sad thing is these chemicals, especially aluminum and nanoparticles, when you breathe in a aerosol type of aluminum into your nose, those aluminum particles actually travel along the olfactory nerve. And guess where the aluminum is deposited? It's deposited in the emotional part of the brain, and then also in the memory part of the brain. That's why you're seeing an increase in Alzheimer's, dementia, stuff like that. But guess what? You know, a child's brain is even more sensitive. And now you're seeing the emotional part of the brain being contaminated with aluminum, which can be directly linked to depression, aggressive behavior, autism signs and symptoms, lack of memory, also. But it's another way that you can get kids on psychotropic drugs.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
Problem solution.
Problem solution. Yeah, let's create it. Let's damage. Let's do the weather control. You know, it's to the point where, I mean, even in the 60s, they could create a hurricane, or they could divert a hurricane. I mean, the weather control is so good now with the HAARP systems and with the weather modification and the cloud, and the seed clouding, you know, seeding the clouds to determine what they want to do with the weather. They can create a drought over here, or they can create, you know, more food over here. I mean, it's a whole system, but what it's doing is it's destroying the whole earth, because now you have the so-called global warming, but when you seed the clouds, it actually creates more warming down below. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but what's happening is we're accumulating more aluminum and more toxic substances into the soil. And plants, especially trees, as a natural mechanism for protection, if there's high levels of aluminum in the soil, the trees will not take up the nutrients that they need to survive, and they go into a protection mode, and they actually will kill themselves by protecting their own DNA. They don't want their DNA damaged, so they would rather die. And that's what's happening in forests all across the world right now.
Wow.
Is trees and animals and organisms and plants are literally going extinct at 200 species a day. That's incredible.
The canaries in a coal mine. Now, there's not just that, though. There's things that we do to ourselves. We're talking about sick building. Talk about cigarettes. Talk about all the chemicals in cigarettes. I was just telling you before we started talking how I'd just seen that the movie from 1998, The Insider, which was a really compelling film, had journalistic issues as to whether or not they were going to actually publish the information that they got, even though they're being threatened. But what he was talking about was the hazardous chemicals. The whistleblower was pointing out the hazardous chemicals that the tobacco industry was putting in order to intensify the nicotine effect.
That's right. I mean, and that's been going on for a long time. I mean, years ago they had ads that came out everywhere saying cigarettes were healthy for you and they were good for you, and it showed doctors smoking and stuff like that. Over the years, they've put up to 4,000 chemicals and sprayed 4,000 chemicals or added the chemicals to the actual tobacco. Tobacco itself is a natural herb, and if you do the research, which I was commissioned years ago to do research to determine whether or not tobacco or smoking is very harmful to the body. What we found in our research was, if you trace back to the Egyptian times, 3,000, 4,000 years ago, tobacco was always used as a natural herb. It was either ground up or it was smoked in pipes of the Indians and everything else. There was no evidence of any type of cancer, any type of negative effects of using tobacco as a natural herb. Just like using the cocoa plant, you know. What happened was all the diseases and the lung diseases and all the problems started after these companies were spraying the pesticides, the insecticides on the plants, and then adding all the chemicals to the tobacco.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying smoking is healthy or anything, but what I'm saying is it's not the actual tobacco plant. It's the chemicals that they're putting and the additives that they're putting in there that's causing disease.
That's right. It's what we're seeing throughout the food supply, through the adulteration of the modern chemicals and agriculture.
Thanks for watching the show tonight. We'll see you here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.